stop and say recording, testing, who knows. Right, let's start with your name, Stephen Strait.
My name is Stephen Strait.
How do you spell that, just so I get it right?
It's S-T-E-V-E-N. Yep. S-T-R-A-I-T.
Perfect. That's how I've got it. Was the Covenant your first leading role?
No. My first lead role was in Undiscovered, which was with Hal James, Kip Purdue, Shannon Sossman, and Ashley Simpson. And that was, I guess, about 2 years ago.
Right. That was the sort of artist in Los Angeles trying to break through.
Cool.
Had you ever done anything like the Covenant before? I mean, that sort of that scale or with that kind of Rennie Harlan budget?
Nothing quite to that scale. My first film, Sky High, was larger than Undiscovered, but it wasn't anything compared to the Covenant in terms of budget and size.
What was working with Rennie Harlan like?
It was really great. Rennie has a really innate ability to allow you the space to move pretty freely and explore the character really well. And if he feels that it should be done a bit differently, he'll guide you as opposed to telling you what to do.
Right.
Which is really great because it allows the freedom to explore within your own character on your own, which makes, I think, it feel a bit more organic.
Which is a great segue to the character, Caleb. What can you tell me about Caleb?
Caleb is the leader of this gang of warlocks, more or less. There's a tradition of warlocks and witchcraft within these five bloodlines in Massachusetts. And he is the leader of this group of guys who are in their adolescence, and he's desperately trying to keep what they have been born with a secret, considering what had happened to their ancestors in the past with the Salmer struggles and whatnot. And, finds himself in a few different circumstances, very conflicted with hiding who you are when you found someone you want to get really close to, and also dealing with a potentially deadly issue that involves your gift without anyone else knowing.
Right. I had a look through the... I'll actually get to the question first. Have you read the graphic novels? I had a look through them last night. I managed to find two issues online. I very much got the impression that Caleb is kind of the conscience of the group.
Yeah, he's definitely the responsible voice of the five.
And how does that reflect on Stephen Strait? What are you like? Are you similar in character
to Caleb?
Yeah.
I think whenever you're building a character, there are bits and pieces that are similar to your own, pulling from your own experiences and whatnot. But you try and keep, at least I've tried to keep build Caleb as much from scratch as possible to have something original and fun for me to play.
What is the rest of the group like? Are they, because there's very little information about this film available at the moment, so I'm struggling to piece together the thing. But I get the idea that the four core, right, are a little crazy, maybe.
Yeah, I think they're
a little running wild.
A lot more playful with the power that they have. See, the thing is with the power, there's something. The more you use it, the more of your life is taken away. So
yeah,
it's a trade-off. And obviously the power becomes a bit addictive once you have it. So obviously there's a lot of symbolism and segue in between that and other things that make you feel a certain way and take a little bit of your life away.
Yeah.
But you know, I think Caleb is the voice of reason in that regard, because he's seen what it's done to people close to him, who have abused what they've had, and these other guys have not.
Right.
So he's constantly trying to keep them. Keep them safe, more or less.
Keep their heads together. Keep their heads on their heads. The villain, the fifth, I'm assuming is the villain, the fifth ancestor. Now, in the comic book, the last of that line is Thomas Putnam, who was burnt in Salem in the 1600s, I think. So, is that a secret? Can you tell me how that family line comes back? Or
I can't tell you that.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, they're definitely faced with something that they didn't expect to be facing.
Right. So, what major preparation did you need to do for this? Was there wire work involved?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was extensive... There was a gigantic wire rig erected for this thing that we trained on extensively. It's the same... I believe it's the same rig used in Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, wow.
I think. It was massive and fast, and I mean, most of the training really comes in trying to balance yourself while you're in the air, and obviously getting over any fears that you have about, you know, being upside down, you know, 70 feet in the air, going up, you know, 16 feet per second. But yeah, it was an amazing experience. I really, really enjoyed myself doing that.
Did you do any of that, any wire work in Sky High?
I did.
So you were prepared in some ways?
In some ways. I didn't do as much, but I had done quite a bit of stunt work and wire work in the past, so it was nice. I had a good time with it.
Cool. Best day and worst day on set?
Best day and worst day on set. I think the worst day on set, the people that we worked with were so fantastic. I think the only thing, we got hit with this torrential rain outside of Montreal one day, and the mud must have been, I mean, you know, 3/4 of the way up to your knee. You know, and you're in summer clothes, and there's rain pouring on you, and you're only in it, you know. Trying to drive through that with a rear-wheel drive Mustang, and then getting out and running in it in a suit, you know, shoes coming off, and, you know, that sort of stuff. That was probably the hardest day on set, and the best day on set, I think, was the first day of the last sequence, when we got to finally use all the stuff we'd learned on the wires, which was really fun.
Imagine. What frightens you, Stephen Strait?
What frightens me? I guess my biggest phobia is probably of snakes.
Snakes, like Indiana Jones. Good company there. Are you a fan of horror movies? Or?
Yeah, I am. I'm a fan of all types of movies. I like all genres, as long as it's something I can dig my teeth into.
Sure.
And yeah, I do like horror movies. I'd consider Covenant's pretty unique in the way that it's got a horror element to it, but it's also a thriller and an action film.
Yeah.
So, I think things are most interesting when they cross genre.
Absolutely.
Kind of gives you a taste of everything.
What's the scariest film you've ever seen? Well, for you.
For me, at the time, The Exorcist was...
How old were you when you saw that?
I was like 10 years old. Yeah.
I saw it at 30 and it scared the crap out of me.
At the time, I was scared shitless. It was frightening.
I can imagine. Quite a blah, blah, blah. Right, where to from Where to from here? What's next?
Doing a film called 5000 BC with Roland Emmerich. Then after that, I am doing a film called Priest. And after that is unknown. We'll just wait and see.
Can you tell us a bit about Priest? Your IMDb has you listed as Sheriff.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much in case there's any rewrites or anything done.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you guys any false information. But it's a really good piece. It's a really good piece. I'm excited about it.
It's also a horror, though, isn't it?
Not exactly.
Okay. Though it does have, I think, a supernatural element in it.
Yes.
Right. Do I have anything else? Right. Well, of course, the obvious one. How did you get into this?
Into acting.
Yeah. And I mean, how did you get in four films from... Well, I mean, okay, you started with Sky High. It's a Disney film, which is a great way to start.
Yeah.
But before that, Third Watch?
Yeah.
Single episode?
Yeah, I had done a little bit of TV work in New York. That's where I'm from. And really, I got into acting growing up in a more or less bohemian neighborhood. A lot of artists in downtown Manhattan, and especially in the West Village. And I was surrounded by it my whole life, and I wanted to give it a shot. So I went and saw how I'd like it. I went to Stella Adler for 5 years, which is a school there.
Yeah.
And when I got out of high school, I thought I owed myself the chance to go to Los Angeles and give it a shot, because I had studied really hard, and college will always be there, so, yeah.
Yeah. And in 5 short years?
Yeah, I got to Los Angeles and got incredibly lucky. I booked Sky High the second day I was there. And, yeah, I've been really fortunate.
On to greater things. Do you have... What am I trying to say here? Acting, is that it? Is that... What I mean is, are you aiming to be the best you can be in that one career? Or do you think perhaps you'd move into behind the camera or writing?
You know, I'm interested in all aspects of what I do. I tend to focus primarily on acting, to progress myself as much as I possibly can. I think the greatest thing about doing films and playing different characters and looking completely different, or, you know, playing characters that are completely different, even if they may be in the same genre or whatnot, is that it allows you the chance to grow as an actor. And it allows you to see possibly other things that you'd be interested in. You know, maybe someday I'll direct. I already enjoy writing for myself. So we'll see.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I hope this recorded. Saving, it says.